Praise God. That ended kind of quick.
Really?
Yeah.
The ending of that
was just kind of Melanie, before you sit down, would you please come up here a minute? You know, the object or purpose of the fisherman ministry is not to build a congregation of pew warmers.
Amen.
Amen. It's to do what Jesus said in Matthew, teach all nations. To do what? To become disciples, to become ministers. Because God calls us all to be ministers. He doesn't call us to sit around and look stupid. And Melanie has been growing, kind of like start, stop, stop, start a little bit, but she's been growing, and she's come to that stage now where we're recognizing her as a licensed minister. So we want to welcome her into the ministry, and also means we'll give you more of our time. You want to say something?
Thank you. Thank you for the recognition, and I hope that as a minister of the Lord, I'm actually out there being a minister of the Lord and be pleasing to Him. That's it.
Amen. Well, she proved that a couple weeks ago. Give her a cheer. The whole idea is to grow. My topic today is going to be out of John chapter 1, verse 17. I'm not going to take a long time. Yay! John 1:17 says, "For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." Simple statement. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, He created mankind, populated the earth, and then He made a garden eastward in Eden, and He formed a man, and the man He called Adam. And Adam was under a state of innocence. He only knew good. He did not know evil. And God had put a tree in the midst of that garden. He put two trees in the midst of that garden. One was the tree of life. The tree of life was the gospel and truth. It was Jesus. But He had another tree there, a tree of knowledge of good and evil. That tree was the law. And God had told Adam, you could eat of everything in the garden but that one tree. Now, when the time came that Adam was tempted of Eve, I think and I ponder, why would he ever choose the tree of knowledge of good and evil over the tree of life? Why would he do that? And yet we do it every day. Every day of our lives we're still doing it. We choose every day life or death. And most people choose death. And it's a sad thing. Abraham did not have the law. It was not given at that time. But Abraham had a conscience, and he lived by that conscience. And one day he woke up, and he saw the living God. And God appeared to him. And he believed God. And because he believed God, it was reckoned to him as righteousness. See, when you take of the tree of life, it's because you believe God. When you take of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you don't believe God. As Scott was saying a little bit, a lot of people say they have faith. And, you know, I have faith, amen. I believe God is a healer. I've seen him heal many times. But you know what? I'm just like you. Oh, I can say, I have faith and I believe. But what happens when you get an illness or something happens? What do you do? Do you stand on that belief? Do you walk in that belief? Or do you run to the doctor? When you run to the doctor, you're denying the truth. You're choosing the law over the truth. The law was given to show us why we need Jesus Christ. The law was given to show why we fall short of the glory of God. The law does not give us the glory of God. It shines God's light on us to show us our sin and our nature to not believe. But when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior in totality and give our lives up solely to him, to believe on him, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what we see, no matter what we feel, no matter what we hear, then we walk in that grace and that truth, which is Jesus. The grace is not so that we can sin continually. But the grace is there so that through the truth, as the truth makes its home in you, you cease from sin. You hear what I'm saying? You stop doing the things you used to do. If you were a whoremonger, you stop being a whoremonger. If you were a thief, you stop being a thief. If you were a liar, you stop being a liar. If you were a hater, you stop being a hater. Do you understand what I'm saying? But the grace is that boat that God gives us to get there. It's to carry us through those rough seas and those rough times to get to the other side. It's not meant to be anchored where you started at. It's not a party boat. It's transportation through the sea of life and through the dangers. So as you go forward and you learn that truth that is in him, you become more and more like him. Things that used to make you angry, you don't get angry at anymore. Things you used to hate, you now love. Things you used to love, you now hate. I heard a preacher say one time he was talking on a tape I heard. He was talking about some guy that was walking down the street, got hit by a bus. And was late for a party. And when he showed up, the guy said, Why are you late? He said, oh, I got hit by a bus. He said, you don't look like you got hit by a bus. You know, if you get hit by a bus, you're not going to look the same. you're going to look a little different. There's going to be a change in you if you get hit by a bus. Amen. Don't come to me in a three-piece suit and a bouffant hairdo with all your teeth in your face telling me you got hit by a bus. I'm not going to believe it. Amen. Don't come to me and tell me you've been hit with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ and have received the fullness of Jesus and have given your life to Him and you still do and look and act like you did in the past. Somebody said to me one day, I say somebody has been said many times, preacher, you turned me off. I didn't know. I don't turn you off. You ain't never been turned on. Once you get turned on by Jesus, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, you don't get turned off. It don't happen. It's like getting hit by a bus. There's a change. You're not the same. But where the bus is unto death, when you get hit by the gospel, you get hit by the truth, you get hit by God's grace, you get hit by Jesus and the Holy Ghost, there's a change in you. There is a change in you. You may not look any prettier. God knows I don't. But you don't want the same things you wanted before. You change. It has always been my message, my desire, is that people receive the goodness that is of God. And it's so easy. You just gotta decide you want it. And then take it. You take it. And if your man and you're married and your wife don't want it, you take it anyway. See, that was what Adam's problem was. He had a choice to stay right with God or do what the woman said. And he did what the woman said, and we're all paying for it. Now, I know there are women out there going to hate me for saying that. And you know what? I really don't care. Truth is the truth is the truth is the truth. If Adam really loved that woman, if he really cared for her, he would not have eaten it. Because remember, nothing happened when she ate it. It happened when he ate it. And the men in this world, and sorry to say, some even in this ministry, are still letting the women rule over them. They're letting their children oppress them. And they're destroying the ways of their past. Go read in Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12. There is a way. It is a simple way. And that is to choose between the law that Moses brought or truth and grace that came by Jesus. Who will you serve?